Upon what are you building? Throughout the scriptures, analogies are made to building. Jesus once said, "Everyone therefore that heareth these words of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock," Matthew 7:24. And the Apostle Paul admonished the Corinthians, saying, "According to the grace of God, which was given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon." 1 Corinthians 3:10. When Jesus asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:16. Upon the foundation of that confession, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Matthew 16:18. The question before us is this: should the building reflect the mind of the builder or the mind of he who built thereon? When Moses was instructed concerning the furnishing of the tabernacle, Jehovah said, "See that thou make them after their pattern, which hath been showed thee in the mount," Exodus 25:40. This command applied to the whole of the tabernacle, as the Hebrew writer affirmed, saying, "Even as Moses is warned of God when he is about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern that was showed thee in the mount," Hebrews 5:8. To this principle, the Apostle Paul said, "Let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon," 1 Corinthians 3:10. To which the Apostle Paul says, "Know ye not that ye are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man destroyeth the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, and such are ye." 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. In the text, this temple was the called-out body, the church in Corinth. The relationship of the called-out body was described by the Apostle Peter, saying, "Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ," 1 Peter 2:5. "And also, ye are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that ye may show forth the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." The Apostle Paul wrote unto the brethren in Ephesus, saying, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthily of the calling wherewith ye were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, giving diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all," Ephesians 4:1-6. "As certain as there is one God and Father, one Lord and one Spirit, common to all Christians, there is also one body, the church. Christians have been called in one hope of your calling, salvation, and one faith, the system of faith, as described by Jude in verse 3. And there is also but one baptism, common to all Christians. That one baptism is that which was described by the Apostle Peter concerning the salvation of Cornelius, saying, Can any man forbid the water that these should not be baptized? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." Acts 10:47-48. What this baptism accomplished was described by Ananias saying to Saul of Tarsus, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on his name." Acts 22:16. Which agrees with the Apostle Peter's command to Cornelius and the Lord's command to the apostles to "go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, Matthew 28:19-20. And, as Mark 16:15-16 states, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Let the scriptures speak for themselves. How will you respond to the gospel message?